Angela. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm David Campbell, Development Hearing Officer. I call to order the February 22nd, 2023 hearing of the DHO at 9:02 a.m. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. We're conducting this hearing remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we are under a public health emergency. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you're not involved in the case being heard. We will be hearing cases today on the agenda that has been published, but before we move to that agenda, I would like to ask our staff hearing monitor, Angela Gomez, if there are any changes to the agenda. Angela?
Yes, good morning. For item number two, PR 2021-4968, application SD 2021-4968 for extension of preliminary plat, the agent requests deferral to March 22nd.
All right. If there is any objection to that deferral from the DFT or other members, please raise them now. Hearing no objections, item number two, PR 2021-004968, will be deferred to the DHO hearing of March 22nd, 2023. All right, Ms. Gomez?
For item number three, PR 2022-7081, application SD 2022-7081 for final plat, the agent has withdrawn this application.
All right, thank you. No action is necessary by the DHO for a withdrawal. Let the record reflect that that has been withdrawn, case number three. Ms. Gomez?
And the last item is item PR 2019-002411, application SD 2023-0042 for final plat. The agent has requested a deferral to March 8th.
All right. I'm listening now for any objections to that deferral of the case. Hearing none. Case agenda item number four, case PR 2019-002411 SD 2023-0042 final plat is deferred to the DHO hearing of March 8th, 2023. Anything further, Ms. Gomez?
That's all I have this morning.
Okay. Thank you very much. Please note that we are recording the audio of this hearing. Since it's audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch that feed. And parenthetically, Mr. Rodenbeck or Ms. Gomez, if you would, oh, you've already done it. All right. So I just wanted to note the agenda changes in the chat box so that anybody joining us will see them. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, which are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. I'd like to introduce the Development Facilitation Team staff and swear them in. I'd like to swear in the following four together: Jolene Wolfley, Associate Planning Director; Jay Rodenbeck, Development Services Manager; Robert Webb, Senior Planner; and Shahab Biazar. The four of you, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. All right. And the following five individuals, I'll ask the same question: David Gutierrez with the Water Authority, Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, Whitney Phelan, Parks and Rec, Tiquan Chen, Hydrology, and Ernest Armijo. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Just say
yes,
so.
I do.
Thank you. A note for the applicants, any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. J. Rodenbeck routes these documents through the DFT members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all of their utility signatures. Then the applicants will receive an emailed copy of the signed document. If you are approved with delegation, you will need to complete the delegation items with the appropriate DFT member and then send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck to get electronic signatures. The city engineer is the final person to sign a plat. Okay, we are going to proceed with agenda item number one, which based upon the deferrals and the withdrawal today will be the only case being heard at today's meeting. This is PR-2023-00823-8. The item is SD-2023-00039, a preliminary and final plat. This is Cartesian Surveys, agent for Vinod and Malini Perumal, requesting the preliminary and final plat approval for Lot 13, Block 2, Tract 3, Unit 3, North Albuquerque Acres, Zone PD, located on Eagle Rock Avenue between Barstow Street Northeast and Ventura Street Northeast, containing approximately 0.1136 acres. The request is to create one new lot from one existing lot, dedicate right-of-way to Eagle Rock Avenue, and grant a public utility easement. Do we have an agent for Cartesian Surveys in the meeting?
Yes, good morning. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc., address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
And Mr. Mulhall, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes, I do swear.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to ask the applicant team to present this project, and then we will proceed with the hearing. Mr. Mulhall.
Certainly. So again, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. What this replat proposes is to dedicate a portion of right-of-way to Eagle Rock in order to cover the lack of dedication that occurred historically with a lot of these North Albuquerque Acres platting actions. And so we're dedicating that right away to Eagle Rock to formalize that that right away take, as well as providing a 10-foot public utility easement along the newly established frontage there on the north of our property line. The property will eventually be developed as a single family home by our client. And it's my understanding that he's already started some of that permitting process with the city. I understand that he has a well installed already, and so I've asked him for the permitting and stuff to pass along to the city in case that's necessary. And with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mulhall. Now, members of the public may indicate that they wish to speak. Are there any members of the public who are here to speak or to ask questions about this this item? And Ms. Gomez, have we been informed of anybody from the public who wishes to speak on this?
I do not see anybody.
Okay. All right. Then we will go through each of the DFT specialty members for comments. We'll begin with the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Hi, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. Water Authority has no objection to the proposed plat, but for future development, if you're going to construct on the property, there is some sewer and water west of the site that will be required if that is desired. Extensions will be required, and I have a note on my comments. If you could please add that to all the plats that you do moving forward, including this one, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. I'll note that in your comments, you talk about the Water Utility Authority being granted easements in the dimensions noted on the plat for construction, installation, maintenance, repair, modification, replacement, operation of public water and sanitary sewer lines. And so if we would, Mr. Rodenbeck, in developing the final decision, notification of decision, add that note to the decision. Okay, the next to hear from is code enforcement.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections to the proposed planning action.
Okay, thank you very much. The next is Parks and Recreation, Whitney Phelan. Ms. Phelan?
Good morning. This is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Rec, and we have no comments or objections to this plotting action. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Yiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grade and drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of 1/30/2022. Hydrology has no objection to the plating action.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chen. Next, we turn to transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. I want to start off by saying, Mr. Mulhall, I did see your email where you discussed some of my comments. I'm going to go ahead and read my comments off, and then we can talk about that. So, Eagle Rock is a local road and requires 5-foot sidewalk with a 5-foot to 6-foot landscape buffer and curb and gutter. This, along with the remaining full width of the roadway, needs to be placed on an infrastructure list and done through work order. Now, from what I've seen, based on the email you sent, it appears that there is an infrastructure list that it looks like Jay just pulled up here, and the sidewalk is to be deferred. Now, I also saw in your email that my predecessor, Gene Wolfenbarger, on the sidewalks, and make sure, is the sidewalk actually going to be done at a later time, or is it just totally waived?
This is Ryan Mahal with Cartesian Surveys. It's my understanding that the deferral was until construction is finished, as is usually kind of typical of construction projects that don't want to damage the sidewalk while there's ongoing construction, especially building of a home and things like that. So that was my understanding, but I'll need to confirm that with the client. I did ask for kind of some clarification there. I did also want to note that there is an updated infrastructure list that I just emailed out as a Word document to Jay. And so I'm not certain if that has been reviewed or seen by anybody yet, including Jay. I only just got it this morning, so.
Okay.
I can point it out.
Okay, let's see. Yes. Okay.
You see there, one second, let me make sure that you guys see this.
No, I spotted it.
But, okay, I can't always tell.
Okay, so Ernest Armijo Transportation. So based on what I see here, it looks like we're covered with everything that I was looking for. So transportation has no objections.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Armijo. Well, let me recognize Mr. Biazar, the city engineer. I see your hand is up, Mr. Biazar.
Yes, Mr. Campbell, Mr. Hearing Officer, it's Shahab Biazar. Question that I guess an easement came up when Water Authority was giving comments. Are we providing easements? Because you mentioned something about providing easements. Because we're dedicating right away. So once we dedicate right away, we don't really need to have easements. There's no easements over right away. I don't know if I misunderstood.
This is Ryan Mall with Cartesian Surveys. So the easement one shown on the north of the replatted lot will be a public utility easement. So presumably that could be used for water or sewer at some eventuality. But there was no intent for us to use the public water system. We didn't want to put an extension or anything because there's an existing well already constructed for the site. So hopefully that helps clarify.
I just wanted to, this is Shahab Biazar. I wanted to clarify that because that number one is a dry utility easement. I mean, they could cross it, but that's not a water and sewer easement. It's just dry utility. Then I had another question for Water Authority
Mr. City, before you go there, let me hear from Mr. Gutierrez, because Mr. Gutierrez, your notes do say that you want the following note added to the plat required for all plats, and that deals with sewer easements. Do you have any response to the city engineer's statement about if this is a public utility or if this is a dedication of the right-of-way, whether this easement is needed? Mr. Gutierrez?
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. So this is a direction from legal. We want this note on all the plats moving forward, and that's the direction I've been given. It is a general note stating that, hey, we have the proper access to serve the site with easements, or and maybe you can add in there, Ryan, right of way if you wish, that we can go and operate and maintain any infrastructure that is installed. I think that's the goal of this note on the plats.
This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian. Go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead, Mr. Mulhall. Go ahead.
I was going to say, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. I had discussed the note with our client, and I think that would make us both more comfortable if we were able to state that it's the right-of-way that is what is, I guess, being made available to the water utility. Thank you.
Mr. Here, officer, this is Shahab. I have another question for Water Authority, if I may. David, are they to a certain proximity that they are supposed to extend water and sewer, or they're not within that distancing requirement?
So this is David, Water Authority. They are over the 200 feet, so it's a choice for them if they wish. I would recommend it because they are so close. If someone else develops it and their septic goes bad, they won't get another permit for septic because the proximity rules. But it is their choice. If they want to do septic and wells, that would be up to the state engineer and county to issue those permits.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. City Engineer. Okay, now we have heard from transportation, now from planning. Ms. Wolfley or Mr. Rodenbach, any comments?
This is Jay Rodenbach. I can do her comments. Before I do, I just want to state, Mr. Gutierrez, if you're going to have a note requirement on the plat, please, if you could, note that in the chat, in our chat, so that we have it on the record in that way. And I want to go over the infrastructure list real quick here that was submitted. So I don't know if you guys have seen this, but we're going to need the content of the infrastructure list, and Mr. Bizar can jump in here if I'm wrong, but I believe the content is fine. You know, if transportation is okay with the infrastructure list content, we can, proceed ahead. I will note, though, that, the applicant, there's an official infrastructure list, and I'll put a link to that in the chat, and that is what we're going to ultimately need for the content to be put onto. And I'm pasting that right now. And I'll share my screen just to show just briefly what that looks like, so that we're all aware of what the actual infrastructure list should look like. This is the official DHO infrastructure list. Unfortunately, it's not in Excel, it's in PDF. There's a little bit more work that needs to be done on this, but this is what we need, for the infrastructure to be put on. But I don't think that's an issue because the content, I think, is what's important for this meeting here. I'll go back to this. I'll note regarding the plat, we need the project and application numbers added to the plat should the plat be approved, as well as we'll need the DXF file approval email from Aegis. Mr. Mulhall, do you have that?
Yeah, this is Ryan Mahal with Cartesian Surveys. We did receive a DXF approval from Devin, I want to say yesterday. And so you should have been tagged on that email, but I can send you a copy of that.
If you could, please.
And I did want to note that I did ask the client for the infrastructure list on the DHO forms. And I think their concern was just that, tying the infrastructure list in any kind of way to the plat might force us into a major action. So it was just concerns there. So I think they just cleaned up and formalized the infrastructure list with a DRC version.
Well, this is Jay Rudbeck. I don't believe Mr. Bizar can jump in here on this too. I don't believe this would be this these improvements would be considered major. We have minor plat actions approved with infrastructure. That's not an issue. It's just a matter of if the infrastructure is considered major or not. And Mr. Bizar, I don't know if you're seeing this infrastructure list, but if you are, could you please confirm if this is considered major or minor? I don't know if he's here. Mr. Bizar?
Well, in his absence, can we apply the standard? I mean, basically, we're looking at a dedication of right-of-way for roadway and a requirement to install a certain amount of infrastructure in that right-of-way, including a sidewalk, concrete curb, and gutter. Do we have a ready-made definition of what constitutes major or minor? Mr. Rodenbeck or
Ms. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Armijo can maybe confirm this. Mr. Armijo, is one of these infrastructure list items an actual road? Are they widening Eagle Rock?
Mr. Armijo, transportation? Yeah, actually the very first item on this list is for the actual widening of the road.
I know with infrastructure, it's a kind of a gray area as to what's considered major or minor. Roadway improvements can be considered major. I know that. But we're hearing this as a minor preliminary final plat. And, you know, I would really like to hear Mr. Biazar's input on this. At this point, too, with the DHO process, the DFT staff will actually be, you know, signing the infrastructure list itself should this plat get approved. So maybe these major improvements can be could be considered separate from the plat in action in a sense. And we can proceed ahead with this plat.
This is the DHO. Mr. Rodenbeck, I'm unclear on what is lacking from this infrastructure list. Is it that it's not on the proper form, or?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Hunoster, there's no issue whatsoever with the infrastructure. The infrastructure on this infrastructure list needs to be placed on a proper infrastructure list. But until we are discussing this specific infrastructure, I don't think there is an issue with the content. What matters is the content, not the infrastructure list itself, you know, like the form. The applicant, should this plat get approved, can add this infrastructure to the correct formatted infrastructure list. Like, that's fine. What I'm talking about now with Mr. Armijo and trying to figure out for Mr. Villazar is widening a road, adding roadway construction. I see somebody in the chat room here.
Mr. Rundbeck, I just contacted Mr. Biazar, and he's going to return to help us.
Okay. While we're talking about, so while we're waiting on Mr. Biazar, I'll just continue any comments then.
Okay.
And that's just, if we're going to have an infrastructure list approved with this plat, the third planning comment, in addition to needing project and application numbers in the AGIS-DXF file, will be, needing a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement. And I'll just note that this site is located in PD zoning. That's plan development. And for PD zone districts that show a clear pattern of single family residential platting or land use, the property owner may apply for a site plan administrative slash building permit for low density residential development that maintains the pattern of development in the surrounding subdivision. Mr. Webb was showing the aerial of the site. There is existing single family in that vicinity. I believe that's what's proposed for this site. That shouldn't be an issue. And that provision of the IDO is met. So otherwise, sometimes in PD zone properties, you have to actually go to the Environmental Planning Commission for a site plan approval. But in this case, because this is, you know, a single family, low density residential area, and is platted that way as well, this is not an issue. And I see Mr. Biazar is here now.
Okay. So let me just clarify, Mr. Rodenbeck, have you talked about all of the planning case comments that you have?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, that concludes my comments.
Thank you very much. Mr. Biazar, we came upon a question, and that is looking at this infrastructure list, whether this constitutes a minor or a major amendment or a major or minor action. Do you have a way of determining that for us?
This is Shahab Biazar, Mr. Hearing Officer. If this was tied to a site plan and this would have been administrative, the amount of infrastructure, it seems minor enough. If you were extending water and sewer, I would probably will say major, but just curb and gutter and some sidewalk and maybe some, not much up because there's existing asphalt, I would say we could treat it as a minor.
Okay. Which is how treated at this DHO. This is how we've treated it as far as listing on the agenda and in the public notice. So, Mr. Biazar, thanks for helping us clarify that. All right. Are there, now that we've done all of the comments and questions from the DFT, are there members of the public who have joined who have comments or questions? Seeing none,
Mr. Hearnoster, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I noticed one final question on the infrastructure list for Mr. Biazar. They note that sidewalks are to be deferred. That's a separate application, Mr. Biazar. That's now an administrative action, deferral of sidewalk construction, that's approved by the DFT. Just want to note that before we conclude this hearing. What do you think on that? Sorry.
This is Shahab Biazar, Mr. Hearing Officer. They usually have 4 years to build a sidewalk, so I don't see really the need to defer the sidewalk. It's tied to an infrastructure list. And I'm assuming that if they assume to move forward with improvements, most likely when they're building their future house, they're going to be building the curb and gutter at that time. So I don't see a need for deferral of the sidewalk, really.
Okay. And the record did reflect that Ms. Wolfenbarger had earlier, it said waived the sidewalk, but I think we've clarified that to mean that it's a deferral. And for that, leaving that deferral language on this infrastructure list seems that it would be appropriate. Any concerns about that, Mr. Biazar?
Mr. Biazar is here. I'll let him.
Since Shahab Biazar. So, we'll the sidewalk will get constructed one way or another if it's doing building permit or, but it's on the infrastructure list. If they want to defer it, I don't see an issue with that.
Okay. All right.
And Hearing Officer, this is Ms. Wolfley. I just wanted to point out that if there's some sort of past emails that have gone on with prior staff before something came up for action, it's not necessarily determines what staff would recommend to you now or that you would decide now, just as a point of order for the future.
And I'll note that included in the planning comments, I believe, were vacation of public right-of-way from November 21st, 2007, as well as DRB actions from November of 2007. So there has been prior work by the city on this item that are still, I believe, are still applicable to the case. But all right, are there any other comments or questions on item number one? And seeing no members of the public who have joined us, the DHO action on this application will be to approve it, and the conditions stated in the chat, which include project and application numbers, AGIS DXSF file recorded IIA, and then the overall comments from the Water Utility Authority will be added to the notice of decision. Are there any other conditions or findings that are being requested on this matter?
Mr. Hearing Officer,
okay. Hearing none.
I might recommend that you actually, okay. I'm trying to look at what the Water Authority wrote here. I think this is a note you want added to the plat. Is that correct?
This is a note that was Mr. Gutierrez added. Yeah, and he has it in his review comments as well. Mr. Okay. Gutierrez, my recollection is that public water and sanitary sewer easements and right-of-way dedications. Isn't that right?
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez. I did modify the note a little bit to include right-of-way. I don't know if that needs to be read out or I can email it to the applicant as well, whatever's needed there.
I think just for the point of clarity, Mr. Hearing Officer, it might be good just to quickly read this statement because it's more than it's actually something that they're directing that they want to have added to the plat. And so if you clearly say it, then we'll know which version of it is supposed to be added. So,
okay, I will read this, and then as a final matter, I'll ask Mr. Mulhall if he has any final comments as the applicant. This is from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority public water and sanitary sewer easements. The ABCWUA is granted easements and or use of public right-of-way in the dimensions noted on this plat for the construction, installation, maintenance, repair, modification, replacement, and operation of public water and sanitary sewer lines, equipment and facilities reasonably necessary to provide service, together with free access on and over the easement and or public right-of-way and the right to remove trees, shrubs, undergrowth, and any other obstacles, modifications, or structures which interfere with the operation of public water and or public sanitary sewer infrastructure. So without objection, that will be included as a on the plat. And I understand that Water Utility Authority is getting legal instruction to add that to all plats. So, although we're not dealing with that question today, that's a note for the team. Okay, Mr. Mulhall, any further issues, questions, or statements that you'd like to make before the decision is made?
It's from Mulhall, Cartesian Surveys. No, we'll kind of clean up that note. It looks like there was just a handful of sort of typos with the wording, especially with right of way instead of right away. We do like that a lot better, and so we appreciate that getting provided. Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. And then I guess just point of clarification, so we do need to provide the infrastructure list on the DHO forms. Is that correct?
I'm seeing a head nod from Ms. Wolfley and similar, although more subtle, head nod from Mr. Rodenbeck. So the answer is yes. Okay, anything further? All right, the DHO action on this application is to approve, and the notification of decision will be issued forthwith with the aforementioned conditions and statements. Is there anything further on this matter? Well, nothing further on this matter. I'll note for the record that all of the other cases today have been deferred or withdrawn at the beginning of the meeting. And so this brings to a conclusion today's DHO hearing. Have a nice day and enjoy the winds.
Thank you all very much.
David, if I could just talk to you about one thing while it's fresh, but it's the recording could go off.